here. Easter Sunday. That other day when attendance must all of a sudden really mean something to God. Today, though, the hosannas rang out. The procession of palms brought you into the sanctuary. All glory, laud, and honor was professed before God and each other. And then the switch was flipped. Then the uncomfortable moment of silence came. Then the very prayer that was brought before Jesus back when he rode the donkey into Jerusalem, the very same word, Hosanna, which means save now, that prayer gets answered. As Jesus enters his passion for the life of the world, what was not cried out to Jesus when he rode into Jerusalem is sadly what is commonly heard in the church today. What was not heard were people saying, "Ah, that was a nice triumphal entry." I'm not really sure what your entry into Jerusalem is all about, but thanks for coming, Jesus. Maybe we'll see you again sometime if I can fit it into my schedule. I say this to point out that there was no fence binding when it came to Jesus. There were those who hated him and wanted to kill him. And there were those whose lives he changed and he brought to pick up their cross and follow him. There was no in-between place, no comfort zone of limbo. All would-be fence-riding moderates, all those waiting to see which way the wind will blow, they already belong to Satan. It's imperative that you understand what is truly meant to cry out, Hosanna, to the Lord, and that it's not just some formal thing that you are following through on because it's just what you're supposed to do each year. Hosanna is the cry that the Lord save you in the way that he will do it. It is not a light saying, it's a lament for salvation. It's asking God to do with you what he must to see you on to eternity. So what Hosanna doesn't mean is that you leave God's divine service to you with your exiting breath being, "Oh, that was nice." Hosanna doesn't mean that your old Adam gets to say, "Now, Pastor, don't rock the boat. Just give us a modern version of all those old tales. Fill us with pious cliches and quaint little moral lessons. But don't hit us where we live. Don't challenge us. Don't teach us. Don't open the Word of God for us. We're already familiar with our sins. You're like family to us, and we don't want to upset the family. Dying and rising, why? We like us just the way that we are. So don't ask us to have convictions or, worse, act upon them." And no matter how many times our Lord and the prophets and the apostles preached repentance, leave that topic alone. We've outgrown it. Repent. You have not outgrown it. you'll never get out of the church militant alive. It is either desertion to the dark side, a weary giving in, or it is promotion to the church triumphant, where sin will harass you no more. This is the reason why the Blessed Reformer, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, in Theses 1 of his 95 Theses, wrote in 1517, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he willed that the entire life of the believer just as powerless, just as humble as that day when you rode in on a donkey. Your king comes to you through simple words, water, bread, and wine. These testify to his passion. These testify to what the world considers foolish. These blessed means of grace answer the hosannas, for they deliver the forgiveness of your sins. They deliver exactly what he rode into Jerusalem for, to live up to his name, to save you from your sins. Behold, your king comes to you riding on a donkey. He comes to you riding through his means of grace. He comes bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.